100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And you came up with a bunch of stories on the topic of furrow. Let's go ahead and listen to them. I'll meet you on the other side of this thing. Okay?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Something was different. She could feel it. She turned the pages slowly, trying to figure out what was going on. She couldn't see any difference, but she knew something had changed. Then, suddenly, she turned to page 22, and there it was. A whole paragraph was different. It had nothing to do with the rest of the story. She frowned. She turned to page 23. Everything looked fine. She turned back to page 22. The paragraph was gone. She slammed the book shut and put it back on the shelf. The writing demons were out again. And so it started. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 698, with the prompt of furrow. So here's my story. With the power off, the only lights shone from the distant admin building and did little to illuminate the crowded room. Most of the kids chattered and laughed. Others let out artificially high-pitched screams to add to the confusion. Linoleumanda kissed Bilbert. This was good. It took him back to the quick kiss in Linoleumanda's bedroom and the sensations he had wanted to experience again. Unfortunately, the lights came on. Bilbert and Linoleumanda floated head and shoulders above the crowd. They quickly dropped to the floor. The principal stood on a riser, a frown furrowing her brow, scanning the room. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turaba Zaino here with a philosophical poem on the subject, furrow. The scholar cleric with his furrowed brow that labours long to pierce the ancient's thought, whose learning's but a library of scrolls, and never once the truth of things has sought, who reads one argument and sets it by, another passage arguing against, then other fragments brings from other books, and writes a new work, patched from all the old, yet never steps outside to see the things of which these authors wrote, such dullards all, know nothing of entangling with the real. Such is the only road to knowledge sure. Better to make one observation new than endlessly debate about the true.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The rabbits at Appleby Farm were better organized than most. Rather than take potluck at finding a worthwhile meal, they organized a foraging council and planned to burrow beneath a furrow and purloin the carrot harvest from below. The first year was a resounding success, and the council resolved to extend the burrow beneath the freshly planted parsnips. The following season, Farmer Brown was not a rabbit, and was infinitely more intelligent. After losing his entire carrot crop, he laced the second planting with strychnine. It worked better than expected. The following year's rabbit crop was the best ever.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this week's story on the topic of furrow is called Furrow, and you'll probably guess from the content that it was not a topic I got on terribly well with. Here we go. Furrow is such a difficult word to insert into a story, unless you happen to be speaking to a farmer, buying a tractor, or writing a novel about a struggling writer whose brow was furrowed with frustration about his inability to use the word furrow in a creative manner. Halfway through, and the writer's brow furrowed as he pondered what to do with the next 50 words. "Why can't we write about pirates?" he uttered in frustration. "Because," said the friendly librarian, "what would we write about for Talk Like a Pirate Day? Now, knuckle down and write about furrows." Okay, hopefully next week I'll do better. Until then, goodbye.
Hello again, Jay Radimus back for a second week. Maybe this will be a new trend. This is my story on the topic of furrow. Jay held his breath, stifling the giggling for all he was worth. He felt Trish doing the same, lying next to him in the furrow between rows of cornstalks. They were still as statues as the white beams of flashlights crisscrossed above them, red and blue flashes painting the landscape. Amid the radio squawks and clamor from the deputy's fruitless searching, Jay stole a glance to his right and saw Trish grinning back, felt her squeezing his hand, her eyes sparkling with excitement and police lights. He didn't know what he'd been thinking, but he knew what he was feeling. All right, that's it, folks. See you next time.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When we planned the music festival, we made a list of the things we needed. Food, water, electricity, stages, and so on. We worked up plans for everything. We went to the other music concerts and sports events with stopwatches and clipboards, estimating the traffic to the bathrooms. Then, we set up the budgets and sold tickets to raise funds. Across the city, across the state, across the country, the money rolled in. And the people came from all over, setting up their camps and tents. On the first day, nothing. We'd forgotten to book acts, or budgeted for an escape plan.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of furrow. Thank you all to who sent in stories and participated in this exercise in creative madness, week in, week out. We're here for you. And if you want to be a part of the next one, well, the topic for that one is Dresser. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click on Weekly Challenge, and, well, from there, you'll see the instructions. I'll see y'all tomorrow with a few stories, and I'm getting dental surgery on Wednesday, so I'm trying to pre-record some things in case they need to shift a few things around. Oh, the drugs are going to be good. Once again, thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.